was on a drive in 80, working under Silver Jack, which the same is now in Jackson and ain't soon expected back. Well, there was a fellow amongst us by the name of Robert Wade, kind of cute and smart and tongue, he must have been a graduate. He could talk on any subject from the Bible down to oil. His words flowed out so easy, just as smooth and slick as oil. He was what they call a skeptic, and he liked to sit and weave highfalutin words together, telling what he didn't believe. It was on a Sunday morning, we were all just sitting round, smoking plug tobacco and hearing Bob expound. Hell, he said, was just a humbug, and he made it plain as day that the Bible was a fable, and we allowed it looked that way. Well, these miracles and such like were too much for him to stand. As for him, they called the Savior, he was just a common man. You're a liar, someone shouted, and you've got to take it back. Everybody started, 'twas the words of Silver Jack. Well, he cracked his fists together, and he stacked his duds and cried, it was in that their religion that my mother lived and died. And though I haven't always used the Lord exactly right, when I hear a chump abuse him, he must eat his words or fight. Well, now, Bobby weren't no coward, and he answered bold and free, stack your duds and cut your capers, there ain't no flies on me. Well, they fought for 40 minutes, and the crowd did whoop and cheer, when Jack spit out a tooth or two, or Bobby lost an ear. Well, at last Jack got him under, and he slugged him once or twice. Straightway Bob admitted the divinity of Christ. But Jack kept reasoning with him till the poor cuss gave a yell, and he made a quick revision in his views concerning hell. Well, at last the fight was over and they got up off the ground. Someone brought a bottle out and kindly passed it around. And we drank to Bob's religion in a friendly sort of a way. But the rate of infidelity was checked in camp that day.